Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on Your Mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Hennin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, here's what I tell everyone. Born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place, where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly. It's a big old land with countless dreams, and happiness ain't out of reach.
Monday edition, 17th of July, 2023.
Yeah, I've seen enough to know that we've got it good.
As a darkness hovers
the stars and stripes
over Fargo,
and the eagle flies.
Due to the horrific events that happened on Friday afternoon about 3 o'clock and have gripped much of our community, surrounding communities. For that matter, coverage on this on the national level. And I just feel it. I feel a darkness. I have since Friday afternoon. And it is not any better today. And I don't think it's going to be better anytime soon. Because I don't know. I have an overwhelming urge of saying, this shouldn't happen here. Shouldn't happen anywhere. The idea of law enforcement being targeted, ambushed, shot in cold blood, is the most egregious, horrific, gut-wrenching thing you can think of. But here? Little old Fargo? Now, I'm not naive. I see the crime increase. I see drug issues. I see things that perplex law enforcement. Add in the mental health issues, and our hands are full. But I think one thing we can do is have a greater appreciation for what these heroes do for us day in and day out. Because they know, and their families know, what happened on Friday to Officer Jake Willeen, Officer Andrew Dotis, Officer Tyler Hawes, can happen. And Carly Coswick moved here 3 weeks ago to take a job from Cohasset, Massachusetts. And now dealing with a surgery and recovery from a gunshot wound. She's been described, by the way, as an innocent bystander. One of our listeners said she was driving one of the vehicles that was in the accident. Don't know whether that's accurate or not, but at least one person said that was the case. And they're also saying, where is the other individual that was involved in the accident? This is a little confusing because we're led to believe, and we have eyewitnesses that are going to join us next hour and talk about the story, but I'll paraphrase what they've told us. Is that they came upon what seemed to be an accident scene that had been winding down. You know, one car had moved away and the traffic was starting to move through and officers were saying, come on through. And,
yeah.
You know, officers were standing around kind of like they do, just directing traffic. And
this is right over by Big Top Bingo.
Just a hair to the north of Big Top Bingo.
Yep. Okay.
Yep. There's a little...
right by the Avalon there. which is right in the across the street,
yeah,
going north.
Right on 25th.
And 25th
so
and
after you get
just south of 9th there.
There's a road
yep.
after Big Top Bingo, just to
yep.
the north there. Then there's a couple of businesses that are on that corner.
Yeah, that's the Avalon. It's right next
well,
to
Well, Avalon's
me.
Behind it.
Oh, right, right. Yeah.
But on the front edge of 25th.
And got then, you.
And
okay.
Then, and then you've got a Town and Country Credit Union.
Right.
Right.
Yes,
there.
Right, that little strip.
So it all happened right there. So the eyewitness says, you know, it's winding down.
Okay.
So it looked like the accident was winding down. It didn't just happen. And then she sees the shooter pull a rifle from his trunk. She vividly described holding him.
Had his hand up, holding the trunk open, yep.
Holding the trunk open,
saw
pulling
that.
Out the gun, and then immediately pointing at the law enforcement officer. Immediately. So, I don't know, sometime later. Now, this is 100% speculation.
Okay.
What is this guy just happen to be parked in a business next to an accident when there's law enforcement officers? And just says, well, I see some law enforcement officers. I've been waiting for the right time. Let me pull my gun out of my trunk and start shooting them.
If he's a true jihadist and he follows the instructions of the jihad, which his name might suggest, that's been a need. You know, it's okay to kill Westerners, kill infidels, kill police.
But why at that moment?
Them.
This is what I'm getting at.
Well, that may have just have been an opportunity that he saw, and
so
here's my chance to kill some police.
Right. I think
that's reasonable.
I think that's a reasonable theory.
Yeah.
The one where I was going to was whether or not there was, and this was came from a number of informed sources, the term ambush was used. And I guess ambush could be used to describe the scenario that you just talked about, Kevin.
Yeah.
But it also could be construed to also talk about the fact that, you know, was the accident somehow staged, or did one of the two individuals involved in the accident cause the accident so there would be law enforcement that would appear and then this person would be waiting in the wings to conduct the shooting. We don't know.
Well, yeah, we don't know. They don't know. And it's I hate that it takes the time that it takes. You know, how did he get the firearm? Was it legal? I'm getting all kinds of texts in. Refugee, most likely. How would he get the shooter? Actually, was shooting at the fire department firefighters who were helping with the accident. Another texting friend says, I don't know. At this point, there's so much.
Well, it sounds like the individual was targeting law enforcement, but with that amount of bullets spraying, I mean, everybody was in the crossfire.
But at first I was thinking that when I first heard the news over the weekend was that there was an accident, this person was involved in it, and as police showed up, he shot at him as he was part of the accident. Turns
right.
out, no, that wasn't the case.
Right.
So it's unfolding. Some great minds are behind it, and the rank and file of the FBI are great people, and they're, in fact, had a conversation with one over my vacation. He's stationed in Kansas City. They're just as disgusted and tired of Chris Ray and the rest of it as everybody else is. I'll just tell you that on a sidebar.
Have you got a different feeling than a darkness hovering over Fargo? Be curious of your thoughts on that. And this senseless shooting, how does it make you feel? The change about how you feel where we live? And are there any questions we can attempt to get answers for? I will say this. With eyewitnesses and some great reporting by our team, we found out a number of pieces, but it's not without a lack of effort because you have the Fargo Police Department, and I am going to be the first to cut them some slack for this, have, number one, been dealing with the loss of one of their own. We have a fallen police officer as a result of this incident on Friday. 23-year-old Officer Jake Willeen is dead. That's no small undertaking by fellow law enforcement officers. They don't brush that off in a few hours, and you wouldn't expect them to. And you have two others, Andrew Dotis and Tyler Haas, that are shot and in the hospital.
Yeah.
So I think the Fargo PD could be excuse for circling the wagons a little bit around their own, and because of the protocol, officer-involved shooting, the investigation is now that of the BCI, Bureau of Criminal Investigation in North Dakota, led by the Attorney General, Drew Wrigley, And they are working with the FBI. And they are telling us, you'll know everything you need to know about the shooter, about this investigation, and everything else. Just give us the time to conduct the investigation.
So, Texter said that information of the shooter shooting at the firefighters, that Chief Cebulski had that during his press conference on Saturday. So that was what his source was.
Yeah.
I apologize. I didn't see the press conference. So, but we're getting, all kinds of stuff in on this.
Our telephone number to answer those questions and weigh in on this, 701-271-1100, 701-271-1100. You can also text us at 701-237-1590 today on the program. I'd like to know more about this suspect, who's, I guess, a suspect only in what would be typical law enforcement protocol at this point. But when you have eyewitness reports of this individual pulling a gun out, shooting and pointing directly at law enforcement, it's the culprit, it's the murderer. But does anybody know anything about him? We have an eyewitness report about his description. I'll share that with you when we come back, and then welcome your opinions on that, too.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? Have you been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming July auctions include 33 acres of potential development land north of Bismarck on Highway 83, 800 acres of exceptional cropland in Ward County near Minot and Deering, North Dakota, 21-acre farmstead near Brookings, South Dakota, 622 acres of crop and pasture land in Renville County near Glenburn, North Dakota, and the Erickson Farm Retirement Auction near Headinger, North Dakota. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
This is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services. I want to take a minute just to thank you very much for all your calls, tech, all the rapport I've been having with all you listeners for the past 4, 5, 6 years, and I really appreciate that. But more importantly than that, now is the time to act for your family. With 87,000 IRS agents out there, they have a target, and that target's on you and your family. Let's make your estate private. Let's protect from guardianship. Let's save taxes and also protect your heirs so they have a peaceful, private settlement. Each and every time. They'll be so appreciative that not only you did that. I'm at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. You'll be so glad you did. I guarantee it. Online at ndestateservices.com. Thank you very much. God bless you and your family.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution, polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
What's on your mind? Brought to you by PetroServe USA for home cooking, grab and go convenience. Valley City has meatloaf for scallop, potatoes, and ham today. Harwood hamburger, hot dish, mac and beef for chicken pot pie. West Main Avenue, West Fargo, 12th Avenue, and I-29 beefy noodle. NP Avenue, Sloppy Joe's, Glendon Stew, Yulin Chicken Enchilada, and 45th Street, Fargo, meatball sub. Kenny in Fargo waiting to weigh in. 701-271-1100. Go ahead, Kenny.
Hey, good morning, Scott. Obviously, all our hearts are hurting for, you know, our officers that had to go through that horrific scene. But let's just get to the chase, cut to the chase here. You know, Mayor Mahoney and Zawolski did a horrible job of communicating what was going on to the public. Granted, there was a lot going on, but they have an organization in place that there's somebody should be letting us know. Here's what's happening. I was listening to the radio with Jay Thomas the whole time, and not once did I hear that the shooter was apprehended, killed, the scene was okay, that the public was safe. We heard nothing. You know, 10 o'clock at night, and they're still reporting basically nothing. And then we start hearing that, oh, a body was found 2 miles away at an apartment. Not true. You got the area news leader out there claiming that a helicopter landed and then took off, and they don't know what it was for. I mean, when you give us nothing, it leads to pure speculation and rumors, and that's what happened. Saturday morning, I'm heading to work, and ABC News reports 5 officers shot, 3 killed. Now, where'd they come up with that?
Yeah, that's what happens when there is a lack of official information. A lot of that stuff starts to steamroll. And by the way, some media entities tend to push the envelope a little bit and just say, one person told me something, so we're going to run with it. We don't do that.
There's no more digging anymore, unlike our news staff. We won't go with anything until we know.
Yeah, that's Jay Thomas, by the way, speaking to Jay.
Oh,
just popped it. Go ahead.
Hey, Jay. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And the camera, who you had filling in for you, was it Flacco, I think?
Yeah, Tim Flacco.
We're not going to report until we know. Yep, yep, and it was great, and I think Austin stepped in later, said the same thing. Until we find out something, we're not going to, report rumors. But
We were out in Dickinson, and the rumor mill out there was just unbelievable. Unbelievable because, again, now I understand that, look, there's information you cannot let out. This is an ongoing investigation. Who knows what they know, but you're right, Kenny. You need to get out there and stop the rumor mill. Give the information you can. Give it thoroughly what you can to stop that rumor mill. And the minute that a news outlet reports something, whether it's a helicopter landed or 5 officers were shot or whatever it is, you need to get out there immediately and call the media. You said, whether you're the mayor, the chief, whoever it is, I need to get on the air right now and clear this up.
I will repeat.
That's got to be stopped.
I'll repeat something I said over the weekend, Kenny, and that is, you know, 3 officers were shot. 1 died. So if you're the Fargo PD, A, your first focus is right there. Second of all, officer-involved shooting, they're no longer the investigating agency, so they aren't tracking down these leads. So, I want to give the Fargo PD a little bit of slack here, and the mayor's sort of deferring to them, right, in the investigation. The mayor's going to join us, by the way, at the bottom of the hour, so he will be here to answer a few of the questions.
Why I called is I want to get ahead of this because I'm sorry, but he's going to give us all kinds of excuses why they couldn't say anything. I mean, when we find out on the news, you see the parade, if you want to call it, or, you know, of vehicles with all the lights flashing. We all know we lost an officer. Why was that not reported? They kept it like it was some big secret. I don't need names. I don't need that type of information. We just want to know, A, is the community safe? Was there still an active shooter? They never said a word. And B, if we lost an officer, we should know that. We shouldn't have to find out by watching a video and still not a thing said for 25 hours.
Yep. You know, Kenny, appreciate your call.
I'll be honest. I mean, yeah.
Sorry, go ahead. What'd you say, Kenny? He wasn't finished there, and he got turned down. Sorry about that. Yes. 24 past the hour. I have a clip from the one of the eyewitnesses that saw this shooter. Listen to the description here.
Describe the shooter.
So what I saw is definitely a white male, like late 30s, early 40s. He was balding, and he had a grayish-graying beard.
What kind of vehicle do you remember?
So I think with like all the adrenaline, I recall black in a black, he was like in a black sweatshirt, but Katro says the car was silver, which I believe it was. I think my memories are kind of with all the adrenaline at the time.
Oh, like a sedan kind of car that would, that he pulled the.
Yeah, it was a regular sedan. Like I was focused so on just watching him and that gun out because I was trying to figure out if that gun was real. Like, that's all I was really, like, looking at. And so when it replays in my mind, I see all of this up here from him, like, this whole scene. I'm not even looking at the car or anything.
Right.
But I know his profile and definitely what color he was and his hair. You know what I mean? So
Shanoa Peterson, who joined us, and we'll be talking in greater detail coming up here at 10 o'clock. Jay, you're working on something that will help people deal with his grief.
Well, it'll help people deal with the grief somewhat. I mean, it's pretty. This is tough, you know. A main thoroughfare in Fargo, middle of the afternoon, and this happens, and we lose an officer, two civilians wounded, seriously injured. It's going to take a long time for the community to heal on this, and I understand the frustration of people wanting to know more. And you've got U.S. Marshals, FBI, other BCI. There's a lot of agencies involved in this. They have to tread lightly on what they give. But I do understand the frustration with what Kenny said. And others say, hey, how come it took this long? And we'll address all this later on. But when Officer Mosier was killed in the line of duty, this is tough because I don't want to. It just sucks when this happens. It's a shame we have to do this. I came up with the Mosier stickers that people put on their windows, and all the money went to the family. I don't know if it's going to heal a community, but it'll show support and their love and their hurt for what has happened. We're going to do the same thing for this fallen officer. We're working with S&S Promotional Group. Talked to him this morning, Brad over there, and said, hey, Brad, want to do something for the family to help them out. I know it's not much, but it's something, and it shows community support, that the community is here for all law enforcement, and we're all hurting for the loss of this officer. So we are doing the same stickers that we did for Officer Mosier. They're 3 by 3 inch by 3 inch. They're black with a blue line through them with the name in the middle. And they should be ready here in a couple days. We'll have them here at the Flag Family Studios. We're not putting a price on them. It's whatever you can pay. If you can only pay a dime, that's fine. If you want to give a dollar, that's fine. 100% of that money is going to go to the family. 100% of it.
To honor Officer Jake Willeen of the Fargo Police Department. Great idea. Just one little thing we can do, which is wonderful. Mayor Tim Mahoney, when we come back on What's on Your Mind, don't go away.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota. Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living. All the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
USA News Update. Extreme heat is baking the Southwest USA today. Mark Mayfield has the latest.
Forecasters in Phoenix say Saturday was the hottest day of the year for the city, which hit 118 degrees at Sky Harbor International Airport. In California, Death Valley topped out at over 120 degrees. The heat is expected to continue this week as a high-pressure dome from Texas moves westward.
The unidentified suspect accused of fatally shooting four people in Georgia has been killed following a manhunt. Authorities made the announcement yesterday saying the monster is dead. Law enforcement tracked down the man to a location in the area and exchanged gunfire with him twice before he was, quote, neutralized, end quote. The suspect had been accused of killing three men and a woman Saturday in Hampton. That's about 30 miles south of Atlanta. In Sunday's update, police mentioned that multiple police officers were injured. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What's on your mind? Brought to you by Pucklunch, North Dakota's home for Chevy. I love my Chevy Silverado pickup, and I tell you what, just looked on Friday at the selection they have. I always browse because they have some great selection there, and you could check it out at PucklunchValleyCity.com. Great selection of trucks right now, some new and used. Nice thing about the pre-owned is, of course, you really save a bundle on something that's near, new, which is nice.
That's where I got mine, Pucklunch.
There you go.
Thanks to the Need to Know Morning Show, they're doing the weekly thing. I'm like, oh, I better check. And it's like, oh, that's not what they're talking about. But bam, there's that white Silverado LTZ right on the phone to Pucklunch, and they are fantastic to work with.
That's right. They are the best. PucklunchValleyCity.com. They're right there on Main Avenue in Valley City. Tell them Scott and Jay sent you. Okay, we have Mayor Tim Mahoney joining us, and the mayor's left a meeting to join us and chat with us on the air, so we appreciate that very much. Mayor, thank you for the time.
You're very welcome, Scott.
There feels like there is a darkness over Fargo. Do you feel that way?
It was a real hard hit to all of us. Any police officer today, give them a pat, because they're taking it hard. It's hard to see that, and my two officers in the hospital are doing well, continue to make improvements, but boy, you know, what brave guys, and just their hearts are so, I have a hard time as they just have such great hearts and great service to our community.
Have you had any interaction with the Waleen family yet?
I have not. Kind of trying to keep, don't want to have people overwhelmed in a sense, but the police chief's doing a great job with them, and Jake is just, I mean, it's ironic that I saw him when he graduated, and just a really solid guy and wanted to serve, and for all the right reasons, Jake was here. And I just feel that it's so hard when he so much wanted to serve our community and make an impact. It's just unbelievable that he's dead.
You mentioned the other two officers. You told me over the weekend you've had some interaction with them. How are they doing?
They're making slow improvement. The impact of their injuries are pretty significant, but they're just so much heart that they all have, and the ability for them to give you a smile and say, "Yep, we're working on it. Mayor, we'll get better." You know, I just told them both this, that the community is just so thankful and grateful to them for what they've done for us. And they did stop a more horrendous problem in that site. You know, you could have had multiple civilians injured or killed. So the fact that they stood up and went toward the fire and saved us is huge. And, you know, they're just humble guys. Both of them in the hospital, you would just be amazed. Oh, no big deal. Well, yeah, it was a big deal. So I'm so proud of them, and the way they're managing this, and their families are fantastic, and the support the police force is giving them is just outstanding. So we have an officer outside the room every day. There will be an officer, being there, and that's volunteer time. I'm not paying the guy to be up there. What's happening is they volunteer and get up there. There's an officer with the family. So it's just a huge, you talk about men in blue. It's just one of those things in which the family surrounds our guys and make sure they know that they're, are protected, and they want them to know that they have the support.
There's another victim in this, Carly Coswick. We understand just moved here from Massachusetts literally like 3 weeks ago for a job. Was a some people say an innocent bystander, others say one of the individuals involved in the accident that precipitated the police response from this. Have you had a chance to meet her yet?
No, I haven't. I've been really kind of refocused on our team right now. I'm going to reach out to her today and see if we can help her out in any way as well.
What do we know about the shooter?
Well, that's kind of a mystery for all of us right now, Scott. You had asked me about this today, the shooting is... Now it goes to VCI to look into, and FBI as well, and get the background. And that's the, we're all going to wait for that report to come out, because what was the motivation? Why would anybody do something horrendous? Seemed like he was targeting officers. Even our firemen were at risk. I got a bullet in one of my fire trucks. So what was the motivation to do that? And to be honest, it's almost an ambush, because our guys were walking up to an auto accident and then somebody starts shooting. It's not something you would expect in an auto accident. So I think it'll be interesting to find out that motivation. And the weapon, I mean, it's a kill weapon. It's just horrendous. If you're shooting somebody with it, there's a high possibility the person at the end of the bullet will die. So, yeah, it'll be a mystery we need cleared up.
There has been a fair amount of discussion. I won't call it criticism, but it could be fairly called criticism as well, of the police department waiting until Saturday, 24 hours later, and that there still is not very much information out there about the shooter involved. What do you say to people that are really hanging on every moment now, trying to understand what happened here, and are not getting the information they'd like from the city?
Well, I think that what happened in the Mosier incident, one of the things we didn't take care of is our policemen and our team that here first. A lot of times people heard things on social media. So what happens is you want to make every effort to deal with the grief and sorrow that our team has. And some of the facts weren't very clear, because to be honest with you, as you and I talked about it, there was a car accident and then there was a shooting incident. The two are not, they're not related, so it was confusing as how did this all happen. So you have to review tapes, you have to go over things, you have to, AG office gets involved. There's a variety of different players that are behind the scenes that are scrambling as fast as they could. We were trying to shoot for an 8 a.m. press conference, but we wanted to get everybody kind of our ducks in order and everything right. So that's why you saw a slight delay when we got out there. Public was notified when there was a risk for them in that neighborhood, and then when that risk had passed and the shooter was dead, we got it out there as well. But it's just that maybe this time we took a little more time. We couldn't find Jake's family for a while, and you surely don't want to have something like the news and not have the ability to have talked to the parents and talked to the family. So a lot of times we have, again, you remember this, we had three officers that were injured. So there's a lot of different interactions of who you have to contact and who you have to talk to. So people have to understand, it's a little different if you just had one officer, but when you have multiple, you really have to make clear that you get all the communication done before you go to the press.
Mayor, this is Jay Thomas, and we're all feeling the sorrow and the pain that the Fargo PD, yourself, Mayor, the community, as well as all law enforcement are going through. And know that we're all here for you, for all you folks. Question I have, and it was brought up from one of Scott's callers, there's a lot of misinformation. It's, of course, the national news. You can't control what the national news, even to a point what local news is reporting. A lot of misinformation out there. I know that the chief and many others, including your plate, is full, but is there any way, maybe Katie, if somebody from the city can just do a couple pressers a day just to stop the misinformation and get the facts out that you're able to get out. Now, we understand that there are things that cannot be said. This is an ongoing investigation. There's many agencies involved. But again, the narrative out there from these national news organizations is crazy. Some reporting 5 officers were shot, and then there's all these theories. And it's like nobody does their homework anymore and does real reporting, makes the phone calls, and talks to the people that know. Can we get a daily or even a daily briefing just saying, okay, here's where we're at, here are the facts, here is what is not true?
Yeah, I think, Jay, we could try that. I'll talk to the team. Maybe we'll do a daily conference. Just as you know, I heard some of the national stuff, too, with Dialogue. I got some crazy email for some guy saying the mafia is behind it. So, yeah, I think we could arrange that. You'll follow up questions. Because, yeah, yesterday we kind of gave bare facts, but now there's a rumor mill out there, and we have to really address the rumor mill. And I think that we have addressed our police officers and worked with our team. Now it might be time just to have an open press conference and let you guys ask your questions of other things that have come up. You're very right. The national discussion gets a little crazy sometimes, and you're used to this, and a lot of other people aren't. But, you know, the facts are the facts. I got 3 guys that are injured. I got a guy that stood up in face of fire and took out the perpetrator. I had guys that I can't tell you how proud I am of the training they had. So had we not had flak jackets that are rated for rifles, bullets would have went right through them. And then we had firemen on the scene that went immediately to the injured police officers. Had they not done what they were trained to do, I don't think I'd have 2 guys alive today. So it's everybody on the team did the right things and got the right things done. But you're right, let's get done with the rumors, you know.
Mm-hmm. Here's 2 different perspectives from listeners. One, Gail says, everyone's talking about how the community can heal. Here's a novel thought. Tell the citizens the truth and being honest with us about the truth. Our politicians and the government are always worried about how can they spin it to their advantage. The citizens truly have no idea if they are telling us the truth. That's, I think, a byproduct of not having enough information out
Correct.
There, where some people start saying it. And on the other end, a former law enforcement officer said there's a lot more important things than feeding people's need for information. They can just be patient. So a couple different viewpoints on things that are out there. Mayor, one other thing I want to ask you about is the apartment building in which the shooter lived was evacuated. And a lot of those people are still shaken that they don't have more answers. There's rumors, again, that there was napalm found in the apartment a building itself, and they want to know what's happening. What can you tell them about those rumors?
Well, you know, that's the problem BCI has it, Scott. I don't know what they found in the apartment, but they had to do that because they had no clue. You got a guy who's a shooter that's heinous enough to bring out a automatic kill weapon. We don't know what he has in his apartment. So oftentimes on caution, that's what they'll do is let's evacuate the apartment. I don't know if I can get that from DCI, but at least we could, like Jay and Ted, if I have a press conference, I can ask the question, the chief can answer the best of his ability. And to the other question, we're not trying to hide anything. What we're really trying to do is make sure we take care of our police officers. Unfortunately, Mosher's death taught us a lot of what needs to be done for our crew. You'll see a police officer, you walk up and talk to him, and he can start crying right now because it's such a huge impact on them. But no, we'll get the information out, and I think to your point, I'll see if I can get something arranged today so we can do follow-up questions.
Yeah, Mayor, if we could, we understand your plates are full, but this is about the community knowing, and to the email that Scotty got from a former law enforcement officer, he's right. The public wants it all now, but again, the public has to understand this is an ongoing investigation. As horrific as it is, there are things that cannot be said. You cannot jeopardize him. Even though the perpetrator is dead, he still cannot jeopardize the investigation. But, yeah, press conference every day at the same time. Make sure that the reporters are mic'd up because people complain they can't hear the questions asked. And we will run that every single day.
Did you say automatic, Tim, that he was firing an automatic weapon?
Yes.
Really?
as far as I understand it, yeah, as far as I understand.
Hold that thought, if you would, Mayor. Sorry, we're up against the break. We'll continue in just a moment.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. Well, what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. Pucklett Chevrolet's tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority, and that's why we partnered with these local nonprofit organizations and events. And our tradition of giving this community a fair and honest offer continues as we promise to never charge over MSRP. And if you're not finding the perfect new vehicle for you, your lifestyle, or your budget, let us help custom order it for you at Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
From field to fuel. A story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know ethanol costs less than other octane sources? Reducing the cost of gasoline at the pump? North Dakota's corn ethanol refineries produce biofuel with among the smallest carbon footprints in the nation. Two, making use of steam from fossil fuel power plants. Investments in carbon capture that will take advantage of North Dakota's unique geology look to shrink those footprints even more. Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. Yields increasing 25 to 42% in the last 20 years. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Minutes in our conversation with Mayor Tim Mahoney of Fargo on What's on Your Mind. Two eyewitnesses to what happened on Friday will join us at the top of next hour, and Sergeant Betsy Bradner Smith, spokesperson for the National Police Association, will join us at 10:30 on What's on Your Mind. So stay tuned. Brought to you today by Rainbow International. Hey, homeowners, if you experience flood or water damage in your home, do not wait another minute. Contact Ned and his team at Rainbow International of Fargo for immediate water damage restoration services. They understand the urgency of the situation and are here to help 24/7, whether it's water damage, fire, or mold. Their highly trained technicians will quickly assess the damage and work tirelessly to restore your home. Call Rainbow International Fargo today, 701-412-4776. Someone is asking, based on a comment you made earlier about the first two officers being on the scene with the traffic accident, how long, Mayor, do we know did it take to get officers 3 and 4 there?
That detail I don't have, Scott, and I'll try to get, if we do a press conference today, we could have that discussion. But what we had heard, the traffic was balling up because of this traffic accident on 25th, so they sent the crews. Fire was there, and usually you have to excavate or do something if somebody's in the car accident. And they were just fortunate as they were walking away, the shooting started. And, in fact, some of our firemen, they don't have flak jackets on or anything. We're fortunate they did it through one of our fire trucks, so I could add one of my firemen injured as well.
Yeah, amazing. Another emailer says, the FBI doesn't take over a local homicide investigation as a courtesy. There must be a legal federal crime nexus for them to take the lead. Are they taking the lead, or does the BCI have the lead?
BCI has the lead right now, but they might ask FBI to help in the perpetrator if there's information we need to get that he's not from the area or it's national. So I would assume that they would utilize, but BCI is in charge of the investigation right now.
But that's standard protocol, isn't it, when there's an officer-involved shooting?
Absolutely, yes. You bring an outside law enforcement to come and look into it to make sure nothing was done wrong. And, you know, they'll look at our guy who shot the perpetrator, and they'll also look at the surrounding events that happened. It gives a more non-biased evaluation of what happened.
Last question I have, and then I think Jay has one. Any plans set in stone yet on the funeral for Officer Willeen?
We will try to get those details to you guys tomorrow. Part of the family request is whether they want to do a private one or a public one. And as you know, in these types of incidences, the community wants to grieve as well. So we're trying to state that we would like to have something in Fargo so our officers and families can come and be there and participate in giving them honor. So we will hopefully have details tomorrow.
You know, Mayor, a lot of the rumor mills, you know, holy smokes, you know, is this terrorism, is it that, and that's coming from, we find out that the FBI is involved, U.S. Marshals were as well. I think what people don't realize, and please correct me if I'm wrong, Mayor, I believe the FBI has agents here in Fargo already. I mean, they're here as well as U.S. Marshals. It's not like they flew in from Washington or somewhere else, correct?
That is correct. We have local offices here, and when you see the lineup of the people behind us the other day, that's what we were showing, is that we have people locally that are on the scene, and the national will be just using the data banks and things that they have to use. You're right.
Kev, any questions for the mayor?
No, I was just, when I heard the automatic weapon factor came into this, that, boy, whether it was a bump stock or whatever, that was my big question on all of it. I'm just going to let the minds on it.
But that's a question, Kevin, that a lot of people, even out in Dickinson, people, you know, I was out in Dickinson this weekend, Mayor, and the rumor mill was flying, and one of the big things people had heard, automatic weapon, you know, thinking, holy smokes, what's this guy got, a machine gun or what? Is at some point in the near future, can we find out? I mean, again, I understand it's an ongoing investigation, but I think that is something very important that the public needs to know. Like, nope, it was not an automatic weapon. This was a semi-automatic, or this guy had a bump sight, whatever it is, because that rumor mill is really exploding.
Another question, Mayor, comes up in the two motorists, because the one motorist is known. But the other motorist, nobody knows anything about the other motorist. Do you know anything about that piece of the puzzle? I'm talking about that we're in the accident.
Scotty, what I'll do is I'll set up a press conference, and I kind of know now what Jay wants to ask and know what you want to ask, and have the guys give in more detail as you need it. So we'll get that going today, and I'll get back to you later.
Any final message to the community, Mayor?
The community is safe. My police officers are in full force right now. I have support services from all around the state. I mean, people have been fantastic. They just let everybody know that, yeah, we're managing things, and we're not quite sure why the hell this happened, but we're a big city, and things like this sometimes happen, and what we have to do is stand together and work together.
Thank you, Mayor. Appreciate the time today very much.
You're very welcome. Any support you guys can give the families, give it to them, because they're hurting, and police officers got more than enough food at the police station right now. Thank you. Everybody has been just just like that, let's bring a hot dish over. So thank God they're doing that. So our guys, the gals are getting well fed. So thank you very much for that.
Sounds good. Thanks a bunch. Appreciate it, Mayor.
You're welcome.
Amanda in Fargo, you're on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Amanda.
Hi. First off, I just want to say thank you to you guys for giving us, as accurate as possible information and fast as well. But with that being said, I have heard from a reliable source that this guy was on the terrorist watch list. And so that's another thing that, a rumor that I've heard. And then also one of the officers that is in the hospital, during the press conference.
Amanda, I hate to do this to you, but we're up against the break. Do me a favor, hang tight. Don't go anywhere. We'll finish this on the other side of the break on What's on Your Mind.
On MyPillow's 20-year anniversary, with over 80 million MyPillows sold, Mike Lindell and the MyPillow employees want to thank each and every one of you by giving you the lowest price in history on their MyPillows. Queen-size MyPillows, regular price $69.98, now only $19.98, and just $10 more for king-size. MyPillow's patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs to help you get the best sleep ever. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio square to get Mike's amazing offer on queen-size MyPillows for $19.98, or call 800-506-9028, promo code SCOTT. In addition to this special anniversary offer on MyPillows, you'll also receive deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like bed sheets, mattress toppers, pet beds, mattresses, my slippers, and more. Take advantage of the biggest sale in MyPillow's history. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-506-9028, promo code SCOTT, to take advantage of Mike's special offer on MyPillows. That's MyPillow.com, promo code SCOTT, or call 800-506-9028.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Order.